Next, does objectivism claim that man has the ability to fully understand every aspect of the universe? Well, let me ask you right there, how would we come to know about aspects that were unknowable? That would be Kant, the noumenal world. So if you say, well, how about the unknowable? Isn't that a real possibility? How do you know about such a thing? So you ask, how do we know about the reality? I ask, how do you know about this unreality? And then he goes on, by what standard does objectivism use to prove that man is smart enough to comprehend and discover everything? It is not an issue of smart. It's an issue of method. And man's method depends, if you know the objectivist epistemology, on two things. The validity of the senses and the validity of the law of identity, which is the basic law of logic. That's it. All of human knowledge derives from that. And you can validate the senses and you can validate logic. So anything we derive from the senses using logic is knowledge. We don't have to be smart, we just have to follow where it leads. And in our history, every time we followed and we found that things which we believed had no connection suddenly had crucial connections, from astronomy and physics, was astrophysics, mathematics and physics, which were considered at one point two different worlds. Mathematics is the world of Platonic forms, and physics was this physical world, and then it was mathematical physics. So there are all kinds of connections in which the knowledge from one area enables us to travel to another area. And now, do I know that every single aspect of the universe can be reached by this method only, and that there won't be someone comma left out? No, I don't know that. I don't know that we're on a basis to say that yet. The most we can say is everything has a cause, and causes lead to causes lead to causes, and this has historically led to greater and greater integrations, greater and greater. So we have a basis to suspect that we're going to reach the totality, but we don't have a proof of that yet. I wish we would just concentrate on learning what we know so far and applying it to life before we go to worrying about whether there's something we don't know.